Big G. This item represents the decade 1980 to 1989 in the tour 100 Years of Physics at UQ. Laboratory measurements provide a value of the Newtonian gravity constant big G, as opposed to little g, the local acceleration due to gravity, with a precision of 6 parts in 10 to the 4. While space and planetary measurements are capable of precisions greater than laboratory measurements, they're unable to provide an estimate of big G unless the mass of an interacting body is known with high precision. Doubts about the equivalence of laboratory and planetary values of big G arose in the 1970s when Fuji and others suggested that if gravitons existed, there might be a breakdown in Newton's inverse square law on the scale of tens of metres. In the late 1980s, geophysical measurements were undertaken by Stephen Holding, Frank Stacey and Gary Tuck in the copper mine at Mount Isa. Measurements with a relative gravity meter over a depth of 950 metres and along several intervening tunnels gave a value of big G of 6.71 plus or minus 0.13 by 10 to the minus 11 cubic metres per kilogram per second squared. This value was lower than the laboratory value, but the precision was not good enough to be sure. Density anomalies in the mine, which constrained the final precision, could be significantly reduced by weighing the gravitational attraction of a layer of lake water with a special vacuum balance that was sensitive to changes of 3 parts in 10 to the 11 in the weight of a 10 kilogram mass. From 1981 to 1986, Ian Moore, Frank Stacey, Gary Tuck and their team used a layer of lake water in Split Yard Creek Hydroelectric Pumped Storage Reservoir, adjacent to Wivenhoe Dam, as a giant moving mass to determine G on a scale of 10 metres, giving a value of 6.668 plus or minus 0.040 by 10 to the minus 11 metres cubed per kilogram per second squared, consistent with the laboratory value. Over the next 10 years, several other large-scale geophysical measurements by international groups also yielded values of G that agreed with the laboratory value.